It's time for the Captain's Warm-Up Show. Let's get ready for today's game with the voice of the Captains, John Vicari.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight is Game 4 as the Captains look for win number 4 in a row in Peoria, Illinois, as they take on the Peoria Chiefs here at Dozer Park. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vicari, 20 minutes away from the Lake County Captains warm-up show. So the Captains are winners of 3 straight against these Chiefs in the first 3 games of this series. The 3 games that they've won in a row, the longest win streak for Lake County this 2022 season. And Peoria is also combined on a 5-game home losing streak, the first 3, and then the last 2 they played at Dozer Park. Yesterday's game was a fun one, 3-1. The Captains got the, it was 3-2. Captains with the victory there. And we'll recap it very shortly. It was the start for Mason Hickman and probably his best start of the season in terms of a season high in innings pitched as well. Only allowed 1 run, a solo home run in the second inning, but had 5 strikeouts and only allowed 3 hits in total. Lake County offensively, it was a slow start, but then they got it going in the 5th. They scored all 3 of their runs in that inning. They led off with Mikael Ramirez getting on base with a walk, and then Aaron Bracho a single, Corey Holland a fielder's choice to put runners on the corners with 2 outs. It would then be followed up by Petey Halpin with an RBI single opposite field, and then Joe Naranjo with a 2-run triple in the right center field gap. And the 3 runs that came home for Lake County. The run that the Chiefs did score, that second run that I was forgetting and then re-remembered, came in the 8th. It was Jacob Buschberger who had the single with 2 runners on to make the deficit a 1-run game. But then Cade Smith would come on and get a strikeout to end the 8th and get a 4-out save, getting 3 outs in the 9th, 2 strikeouts, and then a caught stealing Mikael Ramirez gunning down the runner in Tommy Ju at 3rd. So it was a strong defensive game for Lake County. Sure, maybe the offense didn't put up the numbers that you want, but a 3-2 win nonetheless, and the bullpen continues to excel, and Mason Hickman with a quality start as well. We'll see if they continue and get the ball rolling tonight and continue the ball rolling. Peoria, of course, hungry for a win. It's been a while in Dozer Park. And they had a great start to begin this season at home, but recently it has not been their friendly confines. We'll take a break here on WGCU. When we get back, it will be a look at the standings for the Midwest League East Division with about 25 games to go for all the teams. And then we'll look at the starting pitching matchup for tonight as well as who to watch for in the lineup. And then starting lineups and first pitch here at Dozer Park. It's the Captains and the Chiefs. It's coming your way soon here on WGCU.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at meritechinc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Welcome back into the Lake County Captains warm-up show here on WGCU. Captains taking on the Chiefs tonight, looking for their 4th win in a row, trying to finish out May strong. Are the Captains' longest current winning streak of the season at this point. And they play the Chiefs tonight. In terms of Lake County record right now, they're 21-20, 41 games played, meaning that they have 25 games left until the halfway point of this season. They're currently 7 games back in the standings. Right now, Dayton is ahead, 28-13 their record. Great Lakes is second with a 4.5 games back, 24-18 mark. And the Captains, the one game over 500 right now at 7 games back. In terms of your top three for the Midwest League East. And the work starts now for Lake County if they want to give a fight towards the tail end. And they have plenty of time to do so. Again, those 25 left. And Lake County does finish the first half of the season with a series against Dayton. The halfway point of this series will be what is supposed to be game two of the series against Lake County. It could be in terms of it being three games in 2 days, just because Lake County and Dayton, the last time that those teams matched up in Dayton, Lake County was on the road versus Dayton and only played 5 games. So we'll look at Lake County's, or we'll actually look at Dayton's remaining schedule first in terms of what they have left. They play West Michigan for 3 games at West Michigan to finish off this series. They have won 2 of the 3 games played in that one. In terms of then what's next coming up in May, they play versus South Bend August 30th to May 5th at home. South Bend, top 3 team in the West Division. And then they play Great Lakes, the team right below them that are going to try and obviously pick up some ground as well. And then they finish before Lake County with a road series at the first place Cedar Rapids Colonels. So there is plenty of chances for Lake County because, all right, Dayton's got a great start this season, 28 wins in their first 41 games, but they play what's probably the roughest stretch of their schedule in the first half of the season coming up. With Lake County, well, they will play the West Michigan team that Dayton is playing right now at home, starting with a series on next Tuesday, August 31st, and then going into May 5th. Then Lake County will go to Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne currently the last place team in the Midwest League East standings, and then they would play the last place team in the Midwest, Midwest League West Division standings against Beloit starting on May the 14th, going to May the 19th before that series against Dayton. So there's plenty of room for Lake County to get a couple games and get games up on their opponent in Dayton. Of course, they're focused on a game-by-game basis, but it is going to be an exciting series, an exciting stretch in terms for Lake County going towards the first half completion of this season. And that's how it's going to be this year in terms of the playoffs. It'll be 66 games in the first half of the standings for the Midwest League will clinch a playoff spot, and then determining what happens in the second half, if the team that won in the first half wins again, it would go to the second place team. If not, it's the team with the best overall record that gets the second playoff spot. A little different than last year when Lake County won their division but didn't get a playoff position. So we'll take another break, and I know that was a lot at once, but just want to keep you abreast of everything in terms of the league. What you need to know right now is that Lake County down 7 against Dayton in terms of the standings at 25 games to go. The math, hey, it's there where Lake County can make a late first half push. We'll take a break here on WJCU. When we come back, we will talk about tonight's game against Peoria. Lake County looking for 4 in a row. And we'll talk about the starting pitchers as well as who to watch for in both lineups for both teams. It's the Captains and the Chiefs coming your way shortly here on WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Welcome back into the Lake County Captains Warm-Up Show, WGCU. It's the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend here, Friday Night Baseball, and the Captains looking for win number 4 in a row here in Peoria, and Chiefs looking for their first win here in this home series. Starting pitchers for tonight, it is a fun matchup. It's always fun to watch Gavin Williams pitch if you're a Lake County fan. The Captains starter will make his 8th start of the season tonight, and he has just been dominant through the first pretty much month and a half of this season. He's pitched 35 innings and has struck out 52 batters compared to 13 walks, only 6 earned runs allowed in the 7 games previous, started for 1.54 ERA. Williams currently ranks in the top 5 in the Midwest League in ERA, whip, batting average against, and strikeouts. His ERA is at 1.54, 4th place. He's 2nd in whip at 0.86, as well as in batting average against, 1.48 in terms of the BAA, and tied for 5th in K's with 52 among qualified pitchers. William has just been dominant. He's coming off a start in what was his shortest in terms of innings pitched since his 2nd start of the season against Cedar Rapids on May the 20th last Friday. He went 4 2/3 innings, allowing 4 hits and a run, but still getting. He did have 3 walks, which was a season high for him, but it was a captain's victory against the Colonels. So we'll see Williams tonight. Again, the 6'6", 238-pound right-hander from Fayetteville, North Carolina, the 2021 first-round draft pick of the Guardians. He's got a fastball, curve, slider, and changeup. In terms of for the Peoria Chiefs tonight, their starter, a right-hander as well, the 21-year-old in Dionis Rodriguez. Rodriguez, 6'1", 202, enters this game with a 35 2/3 innings pitch, and he has started 8 games, one more than Gavin Williams this season. He has allowed 18 earned runs and 42 strikeouts to 17 walks. He's also been plagued by the long ball at times, allowing 6 home runs this season, including 1 in each of his last 3 starts. He is from Pedro Brand, Dominican Republic, and this is his 5th season in the Cardinals system. He started out in rookie ball 18-19, was in low A last year, and of course this season with the high A Peoria Chiefs. Dionis Rodriguez with a 4.54 ERA this season and no wins, 4 losses. So that's your pitching matchup for tonight. Now we'll go into who to watch for in the lineup. We'll start with the Peoria Chiefs. Another lackluster offensive performance for them last night, but continuing to hit is Mike Antigo, who is at the top of the lineup for good reason. He's batting .500 against Lake County in the first 3 games of this series, 5-10, and carries an 11-game on beat streak into tonight. For Lake County, a couple guys you could pick to in terms of who to watch for. We'll go with Christian Cairo, wasn't in the lineup last night, batting 5th tonight, playing shortstop. He has 2 home runs in the first 2 games played in this series against Peoria. So Christian Cairo, the shortstop, batting 5th, player to watch for Lake County. Mike Antica, the center fielder for Peoria, batting 1st, the player to watch for Peoria. So that will do it for our pregame cut. When we get back, we'll give the starting lineups for tonight, and then it'll be first pitch here on overcast and a bit chilly night in Peoria, Illinois, but the weather will get better this Memorial Day weekend. Captain's Baseball's coming your way next here on WGCU.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Do you love
love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands.
He rockets one deep to left field. No doubt about that one. John Kenzie, Noel. Tanner Bibee, 9 Ks. Martinez, a deep drive to right. Back at the wall, and that one is gone.
Welcome to Lake County Captains Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech. Make digital transformation simple. Empower your future. Empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank. Committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Lake County Captains Baseball Radio Network. Tonight, the Captains look for a season-high 4 wins in a row as they're here in Peoria, Illinois, to take on the Peoria Chiefs at Dozer Park. Happy to have you aboard. I'm John Vaccari, and the Captains have had a very strong start to this road series and this road trip in general. They have taken 7 of the 9 games played in this 12-game, 13-day road trip. Look for another win tonight against Peoria. Peoria will be starting their right-hander in Dionis Rodriguez. The Captain's order that goes against them goes as follows. Leading off, it's Connor Cox. He's in left field. First baseman, Joe Naranjo. That's second. John Kenzie Noel in right, bats third. Center fielder is Petey Halpin batting cleanup. Christian Cairo batting fifth, playing short. Second baseman is Raynell Delgado batting sixth. Gabriel Rodriguez, the third baseman, bats seventh. DH Aaron Brancho batting eighth, and rounding out the order, the catcher, Mike Amditas. Dionis Rodriguez sent, Cox is as well, the first pitch thrown, and it's a fastball outside and high, and we are underway. Captains in their powder blue uniforms with the captain's logo on it. The captain head with the helmet, or with the hat, I should say, as Cox fouls one off towards the dugout of Peoria on the count 1-1. Peoria with their alternate bright red uniforms with PC in black written on the left side of it. And they're wearing a black cap with a red brim and PC on it, and LC, in terms of Lake County, wearing their normal road hat with the captain's emblem on it. As Dionis Rodriguez goes with a breaking ball on the count now, 1-2 onto Connor Cox. Left fielder getting to start the lead on to go. The windup kick and the 1-2. Fastball, Cox hard hit to the left side, but right into the glove of the shortstop in Mac Chambers, moving to his left. He caught it at about knee high for out number one. The defense behind Rodriguez tonight, it's Tommy Jew in left, Mike Antigo in center, and Tom Lott in right. From third to first, it's Jacob Buschberger, Mac Chambers, Noah Medlier, and Thomas Francisco. Mike Antonini is behind the plate, and Dionis Rodriguez towing the rubber. This is first pitch to Joe Naranjo's, a breaking ball called strike at the knees count. 0-1 on to Naranjo, who after yesterday's two-run double, now enters into the top 10 and runs batted in the entire Midwest League. He's tied for 8th with 26 ribbies. As this one off the end of the bat, skied into left field, charging towards the line is Jew, and he makes the play, moving to his right for out number 2. The umpires tonight, Joseph McCarthy working the field, Felix Neon is behind the plate. And it is an overcast day here in Peoria. It was about in the mid-60s, pretty much all afternoon and now early evening long. But not much of a wind, so not too cold for those starting off their Memorial Day weekend. Rodriguez's first pitch to Noel, a slider outside in the count 1-0. Rodriguez has a fastball, slider, and a changeup, and a true three-pitch mixed guy. As Rodriguez shakes off a sign, the 1-0. Noel with a big cut, again going with that slider, did Rodriguez. This on the outer half of the plate and low. As Rodriguez gives the nod, comes set. The 1-1 to Noel. This time with the fastball outside and low, and the count 2-1. Well, trying to avoid a 1-2-3 inning for Lake County to start it off in this first. Rodriguez the kick on the lower half of the plate outside. Noel with a check swing does not go around. And the count now 3-1. Really trying to establish that pitch is Rodriguez tonight. And it is a pitch that has caught up Noel a couple instances this season. The 3-1 goes with a slider this time in the inside part of the plate. Noel fends it off to the right side out of play. A lot of off-speed in this at-bat, and now is a full count. Rodriguez on to Noel. Rodriguez comes set. The payoff. Off-speed, Noel puts his high in the air towards left field, but charging in is Jew. He moves to his left and makes the play. A battle from Noel, but it goes to the pitcher, who gets 3 outs, a line drive, and 2 flyouts. In his first, it'll be Gavin Williams for Lake County taking the hill. We come back for the bottom of the first. No score, Lake County and Peoria.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Sky Card. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now... They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Gavin Williams on the hill for Lake County, making his eighth start of the season. Williams, 35 innings pitched this season, 52 Ks, top five in four major statistical categories in the Midwest League, ERA, WHIP, batting average against, and Ks. He's been dominant. He'll take on the Chiefs lineup tonight that goes as follows. Center fielder leading off, Mike Antico. Shortstop, Mac Chambers, bats second. Right fielder, Todd Lott, is batting third. The cleanup hitter, Jacob Buschberger, third baseman. Behind the plate, batting fifth, is Aaron Antonini. Thomas Francisco, the first baseman, bats sixth. DH Francisco Hernandez, bats seventh. Noah Mendlinger at second base, batting eighth. And rounding out the order, Tommy Ju, the left fielder. As Williams starts off the at-bat to Antico with a fastball high outside, the count 1-0. Williams, of course, donning the powder blue sleeves to match the jersey as a fastball comes. And it's a called strike on the outside corner, 95, from Williams to start his outing out. Williams, the deep breath, the windup kick, and the 1-1 goes with the slider. This one bounces off the plate in the count 2-1 on to Antico, who carries an 11-game on base streak into tonight. And he's the only hitter over 300 in the series. Through the first three games, he's batting 500 versus Lake County, five hits in 10 plate appearances. The 2-1, off-speed pitch, called strike on the inside part of the plate. The count 2 balls and 2 strikes, Williams on to Antico. The right hander ready to go. The 2-2. Fastball high, and Antico to check swing did not go around, so he works the count full on to Williams. Antico going to work these at-bats. Maybe a different strategy because the first three games of this series have not gone according to plan. Williams the payoff. Off speed, Antico puts this one back towards the press box. Foul. Actually near a sweep. It looks like a fan could not make the play on that one, and it bounced down and into the lower level. Williams once again, the payoff. Fastball swung on and missed by Antico. A strikeout to start Gavin Williams' night. There's one away. Defense behind Williams tonight, it's Connor Cox in left, Petey Halpin in center, Jean-Kenzie Noel making his third season start in right field. From third to first, it's Gabriel Rodriguez, Christian Cairo, Raynel Delgado, and Joe Naranjo. Behind the plate is Mike Amditis on the mound, the right-hander, and Gavin Williams. First pitch swinging is the two-hitter in Mac Chambers. He puts it to the netting to the left side behind home plate in a count 0-1. Chambers, different numbers against Lake County in this series. He appeared in all three games, and he slotted at second in the lineup in all three games. He's 2-for-8 with 2 walks. As Williams the kick, the 0-1 goes with that slider. This one choppered foul towards the dugout of Peoria. Chambers had a single last night and a walk. Got on base twice, and Peoria in total put up a good amount of hits, but only 2 runs to show for. The 0-2, Williams with a fastball top of the zone does not get the call on the inside portion of the plate. And the count 1-2 on to Mac Chambers. Williams ready. The kick, the 1-2 offering. Fastball on the outside. Misses 97 miles an hour from the right-hander. Just a little off the plate. Williams, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball freezes up Chambers. 96 from Williams. And there's two gone. brings up Tom Lott to the plate. Lott snapped out of his funk in the first two games. Yesterday had two singles, and his last two at-bats, one in the sixth and one in the eighth. Both instances, he was left on base. Part of the multitude of chances that Peoria had in total last night, they left seven runners on. Williams' first pitch to Lott, a slider, cut on and missed. Lott way out in front of it, count 0-1. Williams has relied primarily thus far on the fastball, but also getting strikes with that slider. Those two pitches usually, at least the first go-around, is all he needs. Comes again with the slider, Lott, same result, out in front of it. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Williams looking to strike out the side. Williams ready. The 0-2. Fastball high. Amdidas reaches up and snatches it in the count at 1-2. Williams once again set. The 1-2. Slider stays inside. Lott didn't move out of the way. It was close to scraping the jersey, but the count now 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs onto the right fielder. Williams the nod to Amdidas. The 2-2. Slider, and Lott pokes this one foul towards the fencing of Peoria's dugout. The next pitch will be Williams' 18th of the inning. It's at least long at-bats worked by Peoria, but no positive results in this first. Once again, the 2-2. Fastball, Lott puts this in the air towards shallow left center field. Backtracking is Cairo, and he makes a nice over-the-shoulder grab in left center field. Impressive play by Cairo as Williams throws a 1-2-3 inning, 2 Ks, and then a nice defensive play by Cairo. We go to the second. No score. Lake County and Peoria.
The cargo holds gear from hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages. There is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the cargo hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Top of the second here in Peoria. No score, no hits, no errors through the first inning. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Lake County lineup, and it begins with Petey Halpin. No longer could call him the 19-year-old Petey Halpin. Yesterday, Halpin celebrated his 20th birthday. So no longer, I mean, he still is the youngest player on the team, but everyone at least is the age of 20 on the Lake County Captains now. As a breaking ball from Rodriguez starts out the at-bat to Halpin. A called strike on the outside corner. Is Rodriguez the kick in the 0-1, a fastball, helping a little lead on it, a swing and a miss, and been carrying what is a team lead 7-game hit streak. It's the third longest of the season. Joe Naranjo had an 11-game hit streak earlier this season. As a fastball comes up high, Halpin stays away in the count 1-2. On to the captain center fielder. Captains made contact in the first three batters against Rodriguez. A line out to short and two fly outs to left for 1-2-3 in the lineup. The 1-2, Halpin puts bat on ball here. This one sky to the left side and will go out of play into the third row behind Lake County's dugout on the third base side. Rodriguez towing the rubber and now with his back foot pushing away some dirt directly behind him. He now comes set, the windup, the 1-2 delivery. Halpin sticks out the bat, this one extended into shallow left center, and it will drop in for a base hit. Petey Halpin just continues to hit. He's got the first hit of this ball game for either side. An opposite field delivery to left center. Brings up Christian Cairo to the plate, who did not play yesterday but played in the two previous games of this series, delivering a home run in each. I joked around with him today, hey, now you're a home run guy. He said, no, no, no. I'm still a singles guy. That's my bread and butter. So Cairo steps in, a runner on first in Petey Halpin. As the first pitch from Rodriguez from the stretch, Cairo grounds foul towards Lake County's bullpen down the left field line. Of course, always if Christian Cairo, I should say, is putting bat on ball, that's the positive and a success for him, but unusual to see the home run power from him, but two in the last two games, feeling it here in Illinois. So breaking ball is a called strike on the inside part, and Rodriguez up on Cairo, the count 0-2. Rodriguez, Pedro Brand, Dominican Republican native, deals, and it's a fastball high and inside, and the count, well actually no, time was called right before, excuse me, so time was called by Cairo. So the count is still 0-2. Rodriguez a look up and down. Now the pitch to Cairo, and he flares this foul to the right side and out of play. No score, runner on first for Lake County here in the top of the second inning. What is the fourth of six games overall here in Peoria? The first three have gone to the Captains. Rodriguez a glance over towards Halpin, who leads the Captains in stolen bases this season. He stays put, the pitch comes in, and Cairo chops it foul once again towards Lake County's bullpen. Raymond Burgos pops up to save the ball from going into fair territory and then flips it to a fan. Cairo battling in this at-bat, though, against Rodriguez. This will be the fifth pitch of the encounter, and the count still. No balls, two strikes. Rodriguez, the offering. Fastball, Cairo pops this up towards right field and towards the line. Charging in is Lott. He's near the bullpen and makes the play just as the cap falls off. And he puts out his two hands to make sure that he doesn't go crashing into the wall. Pushes off of it and throws the ball in. Nice play in right made by Todd Lott. Petey Halpin has to stay put at first, and there's one away. Brings up Raynell Delgado, batting from the left side of the plate against the right-hander in Rodriguez. Delgado with seven hits in his last six games. In terms of defensive shift, the third baseman in Bushberger, very close to the shortstop position, shortstop in Chambers, shading towards the bag. As Delgado will bunt, this one up the middle, fielded by Rodriguez. A bad throw, and that one hops off the glove of Francisco and now rolls towards the second baseman in Medlinger. Medlinger picks it up, but no throw to third, as Petey Halpin with a good job getting to second, and it's the third. Most likely to be scored in E1. Rodriguez never set his feet when fielding the ball on a throw that brought the first baseman in Francisco to his right towards fair territory, and he couldn't backhand it after it was one hopped to the back. So Delgado's on first, Halpin on third, and Gabriel Rodriguez is at the plate. Rodriguez's first pitch to Rodriguez, it's Dionis for Peoria and Gabriel for Lake County, and it was a fastball low. Count 1-0. As Rodriguez the nod, now the look over towards both bags. Dionis' pitch. Slider inside. Gabriel Rodriguez has the backup out of the way, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. On to Gabriel Rodriguez, who's making for the first time this season back-to-back starts at the third base position. Rodriguez, a shrug of the shoulders. Deanna said his pitch to Gabriel Rodriguez lined right to the shortstop at Chambers. Chambers' throw, though, hits Raynel Delgado returning to the bag and now rolls to the dugout, scoring is Petey Halpin. And the luck for the Peoria defense has just not been there in this inning as the Captains get their first run on a line out to short and Chambers' throw hitting off Delgado, who's now at second base. What a weird course of events in this top of the second. The Captains will take it, of course. And up 1-0. As now it's Aaron Braccio at the plate. Two outs, a runner still in scoring position, though, with Delgado moving up a station to second. Braccio first pitch swing, this one lined into the netting to the left side behind home plate. Braccio getting the start at the designated hitter spot was the second baseman last night for Lake County. Giannis Rodriguez, a look back at Delgado. And now time called as he'll put his back foot off the rubber and watch Delgado back and try and compose himself. Of course, it's an unearned run that will go on him, although he did commit the error. As the pitch comes in, Braccio flares it foul, a high riser down towards the concourse area down the left field line. It scored officially, by the way, a line out to short where Halpin just scores. I guess you can make a special distinction or charge the error to Chambers, although I would, because now it looks like in terms of the scoring that it was a hot hit to the shortstop from Rodriguez. Halpin was tagging and then went. So was Delgado, as now Rodriguez throws over to third. Delgado tried to keep or catch Rodriguez sleeping and could not. As a throw, the third baseman in Bushberger, who applies the tag on Delgado, ends the inning. What a chaotic half inning. Lake County, though, do get a run on one hit, one error, and none left on base after the caught stealing. We go to the bottom of the second. Lake County 1, Peoria 0 here on WJCU.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead gift and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our patriotic fireworks extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
In the bottom of the second, Captains 1-0 lead. They got their run after a line drive from Gabriel Rodriguez went to the shortstop in Chambers. And with Petey Halpin on third and Raynel Delgado at first, the throw went to first to try and get the double play to end the inning. The ball deflected off Delgado onto the dugout of Peoria. Halpin scored. Delgado moved to second. And the Captains have a run. As Gavin Williams starts his at-bat to Jacob Bushberger with a fastball called, or actually misses, on the outer half of the plate, count 1-0. Now the wind-up kick of the 1-0, slider, that one cut on a miss by Bushberger, and the count even at a ball and a strike. a 1-2-3 inning, getting two strikeouts. As a breaking ball misses inside and low with a count, two balls and a strike on Bushberger. All you really need is one if you are the Captains, with the way Gavin Williams has been mowing down batters this season. As the slider hits at the knees, and the count now two balls, two strikes on to Bushberger. The leading hitter in terms of RBIs and average on base for Peoria and Bushberger. Williams with a high fastball brings the count now full. For splits at home, how he's just under 400 against hitters at home this season as well. 373 against right-handed pitchers. 25 hits and 67 plate appearances, but not here. He chases a slider low and away. Strikeout number three for Gavin Williams. He's retired the first four he's faced tonight. Remember, Captains fans, at Captains home games, don't throw away that ticket. You flip over your ticket for details on a Moe's Southwest Grill offer for a buy one, get one free entree with the purchase of two regular drinks. Mount at participating Moe's locations in Menor, Mayfield Heights, and South Euclid. Williams' first pitch to Antonini. This one rocketed to deep center field. Petey Halpin backtracking, now in front of the warning track. He settles under it and makes the play. Antonini wanted back-to-back games with a home run in the second inning. Just came up short, two away. They're going to hit it to a place in the ballpark, straightaway center, the toughest part. 400 to straightaway center. It's 310 down both lines. 310 down the right field line and 310 down the left field line, but you really have to corner it because then the wall juts out a bit, going down all the way to center. Williams' first pitch on to Thomas Francisco, a slider outside, count 1-0. Williams shakes off a sign. The windup kick, the 1-0. Fastball misses. It was looking for the knees in terms of where it was, and it looked like it was there, but does not get the call from the umpire and Felix Neon. So Williams will work from behind, the 2-0. Breaking ball misses outside, count 2, three balls and no strikes on to Francisco. Williams the windup kick, 3-0 offering. Fastball called strike at the outside part of the plate, and the count 3-1 on to Francisco. Williams through the first five, not allowing a base runner. And right now, by the way, didn't mention it, but Thomas Francisco, a prior teammate, as he foul tips it into the goal. Gavin Williams played with him at East Carolina University, was a career 348 hitter and part of that team that Williams anchored on the pitching side that went to the College World Series in 2021. The payoff from Williams, and Francisco lines this one down the left field line. It will go foul. But Francisco started at first base, where he does tonight in East Carolina's last game, the last game they both played collegiately, a loss to Vanderbilt in the Super Regional. The 3-2, Francisco puts it up the middle, a base hit off his former teammate. Well, if there was one guy who was going to get one over on Williams, it would be his teammate, as Gavin looked like he did say something as he was near the first base bag. Of course, playing backup just in case the ball went awry from center field. But it is a base hit for Francisco, and it keeps this second inning alive for Peoria. It'll be Francisco Hernandez to the dish. Hernandez only three hits in the series through the first three games, but and 11 plate appearances, but all have been pretty clutch. The first pitch from Williams, a fastball, called strike. He had the bunt single last night where he reached and set up his teammates well. Runner on first, runner on second, no outs, and only one run needed for Peoria, but they could not get one over on Cade Smith. He also had a home run in game number two and a double in game number one. The 0-1, this one fouled back to the netting in the count. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Williams a little look over towards first. Checking in on Francisco. Now the pitch to Francisco Hernandez. Slider low and away. And Vitas with a nice job to keep in front and keep the runner in Francisco at bay. Williams will look over. Now comes set at the chest and the belt. The 1-2 from the stretch. Fastball and fending it off. Peoria hitters have made Williams work tonight. 18 in the first inning, and now the next pitch will be the 18th of this second. Williams, the 1-2. Slider cut on and missed by Hernandez. Another inning with two strikeouts for Williams. He's got four overall as he leaves a runner on. For the Chiefs, it's no runs on one hit, no error, and one left on base. We're through two. Captains lead 1-0.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Top of the third, Aaron Bracho up for Lake County. He was up to bat in the second, but Raynell Delgado tried to sneak one over on Dionis Rodriguez, sneaking to third. Rodriguez was alerted to the fact Delgado was in motion and threw it over to third, which ended the inning. He comes with a breaking ball, a changeup that misses outside. Count 1-0 on to Bracho. We'll be 8-9-1 in the captain's order. They got a 1-0 lead. We're here in the top of the third. So Rodriguez comes with the slider. It's cut on and missed by Bracho in the count. 1-1. Rodriguez, the kick, the 1-1. Breaking ball that misses low and away. The count 2-1 on to Aaron Bracho, who in this series is 2-for-8 with two singles. The 2-1. Bracho chops this one up the middle. Rodriguez leaps up for it, cannot make the play. Second baseman charging in, and Medlinger fields on a medium hop waist high and flips it over to first. And there's one away. This is the third inning of Captain's Baseball, and it is brought to you, of course, by Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. You know there ain't no wiener like a Five Star wiener. Reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Meats. It's Mike Amditis to the plate. Amditis behind the plate defensively tonight, and he has caught his last seven games that he's caught have all been Captain's wins. First pitch swinging is Amditis. This one to shallow right center field. Charging in the center fielder in Antico, moving to his left. And he makes the play for the second out of the inning. Go back to the top for the Captains and Connor Cox. Only one hit for the Captains through the first go-around, but one run. They have the lead in this top of the third inning. Connor Cox lined out to shortstop in his first plate appearance against Dionis Rodriguez. Rodriguez the windup kick and the pitch to Cox. This one over to the first baseman in Francisco. That ends the inning. So it's a 1-2-3 inning, a ground out, fly out, and line out for Dionis Rodriguez. We head to the bottom of the third where Gavin Williams looks to continue his success. Before we do, though, here's Logan Petoskey and the Cleveland Farm Report.
Thanks, John. First, the Low A Lynchburg Hillcats, who are in the midst of a series against the Columbia Fireflies, the Low A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia. The Hillcats winners of 2 of 3 so far in the series, including a 6-0 victory last night. Currently, the Hillcats are in the top of the third and are trailing 2-0. Next, the AA Akron Rubber Ducks, in the midst of a series against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, the AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays from Canal Park in Akron. The Rubber Ducks, smoking hot right now, winners of 9 of their last 10 games, including a 4-2 victory last night, and they are currently on a 4-game winning streak. At the moment, in the bottom of the fourth, the Rubber Ducks find themselves trailing by a score of 4-1. Next, the AAA Columbus Clippers, in the midst of a series against the Buffalo Bisons, the AAA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays at Huntington Park in Columbus. The Clippers lost 5-4 on Wednesday, making them 0-2 in the series. They have lost their last two games. They were postponed last night due to rain and the weather not being kind once again for Columbus, as they are through one-third of an inning with no score and are currently in a delay. Finally, in the major leagues, the Cleveland Guardians, in the midst of a series against the Detroit Tigers on the road at Comerica Park in Detroit, Michigan. The Guardians on a bit of a skid, losers of 4 of their last 5, currently on a 3-game losing streak, and their chance to try to break that streak will have to wait, as tonight's game was postponed due to rain. It will be made up as the second half of a doubleheader on July 4th. Finally, a bit of trivia, as the Guardians are in a series against the Detroit Tigers. In 2014, Nelly Rodriguez led the Captains with 22 home runs. Which former captain and current Detroit Tiger ranked second on the team with 16?
That's a stumper. I'm trying to think, was he with Cleveland first, Logan?
Yes, he is a former Indian/Guardian as well.
Oh, jeez. I feel like I should know this. First pitch for Williams is a fastball outside and high. Count 1-0. I don't want to give a guess. I'm going to be annoyed when you give it to me, but give me the answer here.
The answer is Eric Haas, who had 22 home runs and 61 RBIs with the Tigers last season.
Yeah, I would have got that. I'll be honest with you. Thank you, though. And you mentioned in yesterday's Cleveland Farm Report the fact Oscar Gonzalez making his debut for Cleveland. He'd have 2 hits last night. 2 for 4, and is the 108th captain to make his debut in Major League Baseball. Very cool there, and that was a stumper, Logan. I'll give it to you.
Well, I guess I was going to have to get you at some point, but still plenty more trivia coming as we got a lot more season ahead.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have got that because I was just trying to think of recent guys that Cleveland dealt away, and that one did not. I was like, Detroit, I was trying to think. That did not come to mind, but there you go. As Williams to kick the 2-2, fastball outside and high in the count 3-2 on to Noah Mendlinger. It'll be 8-9-1 for Peoria, still trying to get a runner in scoring position today. They have 1 hit, that from Thomas Francisco. As Williams set the nod to Amditas, the windup kick, the payoff pitch. Fastball cut on and missed by Mendlinger. Strikeout number 5 for Gavin Williams. He has just been excellent tonight. 5 strikeouts to the first eight batters he's faced. And there's one away here in the third. Tommy Ju, the 9-hitter. Williams the kick on the first pitch to him. A breaking ball outside in the count. Ju was a pinch runner last night and tried to steal third, which was a questionable decision for Peoria. They made a couple in that ninth inning. As Ju, this one rifled into right center field. Jean-Kenzie Noel moving to his right and makes the play. Noel again getting that third start in right field and maybe hasn't been tested, but I would say so far so good for Noel in the outfield. As Mike Antico to the plate, back to the top of the order. It's when Williams' strikeout brigade started, getting Antico swinging and missing on a full count delivery. First pitch from Williams here, slider inside and low. The count 1-0 on to Antico. Williams the nod. The windup, the 1-0. Bingo slider. This one misses outside. The count 2-0 on to Antico. Righty versus lefty matchup. Williams once more. The 2-0 pitch. Antico reaches down for this one and pops it up left side. It's in left field. Charging in is Cox, and he calls off Gabriel Rodriguez in shallow left to make the play. Good communication, and another 1-2-3 worked by Williams. Another strikeout added as well. He's got 5-3. We head to the fourth. Lake County 1, Peoria 0, WJCU.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
First pitch, swing and a drive. Deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Illinois will be 2-3-4. Giannis Rodriguez, he's been solid against the Captains. Only one run and one hit allowed through three, but the one run, the difference maker in this ballgame with Gavin Williams with 5 Ks on the other side for Lake County. As Rodriguez is 0-1-2 to Rojo, this one swung on and missed. The changeup from Rodriguez fooling Rojo there. Rojo flew out to left in his first plate appearance. It was a nice play by Tommy Jew moving towards the line. The 0-2, fastball inside, and Rojo moves out of the way of it. Count at a ball and two strikes. It's been a pitcher-dominated first three innings here tonight, Friday night in Peoria, Illinois, the start of Memorial Day weekend here in the River City. The 1-2, the Rojo lines this one foul towards the concourse area and bounces off the gate over there. Solid crowd on hand. I'm guessing most people in Peoria, if planning to attend this series, will come tomorrow and Sunday, where there's expected great weather. As the 1-2 is a fastball high and up and inside, and the count 2 balls and 2 strikes on to Narajo. Now in Peoria, it is 62 degrees. Though not a lot of wind, only a 2-mile-an-hour breeze. The fastball comes inside and low. Narajo has to move his feet out of the way. If he didn't, he would have got hit on the ankle, perhaps, and the count now full. Giannis Rodriguez on to Joe Narajo. As he comes set, does Rodriguez. Breaking ball misses outside and low. Narajo with a good eye there. And a good start to this top of the fourth inning. Sees works a base on balls. Bring up Jean-Kenzie Noel to the dish. Noel flew out to left in his first plate appearance. Giannis Rodriguez definitely read the scouting report on Noel on the approach of Peoria pitchers with the slider low and away. That's the weak pitch really for any hitter, but Noel has struggled with it a tad this season. It's the majority of what he tried to work against Noel. First pitch here, and it is a fastball on the outer half of the plate. Count 1-0, and Antonini will go out and jog and discuss things with his pitcher. This is the fourth inning of Captain's Baseball, and it's brought to you by Meritech. If your business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Our good friends at Meritech make technology simple. Empower your business, empower your future with Meritech. Rojo begins his leadoff first, holding him there. The first baseman in Thomas Francisco Rodriguez. A shrug of the shoulders. Now the pitch from the stretch, and Noel out in front of it. Another slider from Rodriguez. He's definitely going to give a healthy helping of that to Noel. The 1-1. Noel pops it up. This one in front of home plate, calling it off the first baseman in Francisco. Usually the catcher's ball there. The catcher then jogged to the pitcher's mound, and the pitcher in Rodriguez went to first. But it is a fly-out catch made by Francisco, and there is one away in this fourth. It brings up Petey Halpin, who has the one hit and one run today for Lake County, scoring after Gabriel Rodriguez lined out the short. Shortstop at Chambers threw the ball away, hitting Delgado returning to the back. Rodriguez the snare up and down. Now first pitch to Halpin, and it's a changeup inside and high, and the count 1-0 on to Petey. Now has an 8-game hit streak. Got a hit in each and every game he's played in this series, starting on Wednesday, Thursday, and today. Breaking ball outside and low. Nice stop by Antonini to keep it in front. And the count 2 balls and no strikes on to Petey Halpin. It's a 1-0 Captain's lead here in the top of the fourth, approaching the hour mark of this ball game in Peoria. Rodriguez the kick, the 2-0. Halpin gets under this one. Popped up in the infield as well. This to the right of the mound. Francisco, the first baseman in position, backtracks a bit, gets under it, and makes the play as the ball goes into the glove. The slider's low in the zone. The captain's hitter's trying to get under him, and sometimes when you do that, you get two under him. As it's Christian Cairo who come to the plate. Runner on first still in Naraho, but there are two away. Giannis Rodriguez, he's so far so good. His last two starts, he's allowed a combined 9 earned runs over 8 2/3 innings. And tonight, the 1 run and 1 hit. The first pitch to Cairo is a changeup, finds itself on the top of the zone, and a called strike. The count 0-1. Cairo tonight flew out to right field in the second. A snare in from Rodriguez. He sent. Rodriguez flares it over to first. Be honest, in terms of his season up and down, 4.54, and really hasn't gotten any run support this year. No wins and 4 losses. The 0-1, breaking ball, called strike, and the count now 0-2 on to Cairo. Rodriguez trying to bounce back after allowing that walk. And retires 7 of the last 8 he faced if he gets Cairo. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Rodriguez the stare in. Comes set at the chest. And the delivery. Fastball misses on the outside part of the plate. Good job by Cairo to stay away. Bring the count to 1-2. Cairo then average up to over 100 for the first time this season, 108 with a 313 on base. He knows how to walk, and 189. Slugging. The 1-2. Breaking ball low. You're not going to fool Cairo on a pitch like that. Count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good job from the California native in Cairo. Rodriguez the nod, comes sent once more. Naraho still the runner at first, a short lead, the 2-2. This one inside, and it hits Cairo on his front shoulder. Looks like it might have slipped from Rodriguez, because we're only 76, and his pitch is usually not that slow, doesn't really throw a curve in his arsenal, so Cairo is aboard, hit by pitch. keeps this inning alive for Raynel Delgado, pitching coach for the Peoria Chiefs, and Edwin Marino comes out to discuss things with his pitcher. Two runners on for the Captains, two outs, and Raynel Delgado coming to the plate. We'll take a look around the Midwest League scoreboard. And the Midwest League tonight, plenty of action. And, of course, the Midwest League scoreboard is presented by University Hospitals. But in Dayton, or in actually West Michigan, already in the top of the ninth there, no score between either of those sides. Dayton 4 hits, West Michigan 3. A lot of scoring in South Bend. They lead 6-1 and have the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth. Wisconsin versus Cedar Rapids. Timber Rattlers down two games in the standings to the Colonels. They're up 3-1 tonight, top of the fifth. Lansing and Beloit, moments away from game number two. Game number one went to Beloit by a score of 5-1. And it's a delay right now between Quad Cities and Fort Wayne at Parkview Field in Fort Wayne. As the first pitch to Delgado was a breaking ball missing outside. Or actually hitting me at the knees in the count 0-1. Two runners on here. Rodriguez steps off and Antonini extending his arms out behind home plate, unsure of, I'm guessing, a misread in signs from the right-hander in Rodriguez. Now they establish a connection. And the pitch from Rodriguez, breaking ball outside the count, 1-1 on to Raynel Delgado, who tonight reached on E1. He bunted to get aboard, and most importantly to try and move the runner over and help, and then it was misplayed by Rodriguez. Put a ball in play and anything could happen. That's exactly what happened for Lake County. As Rodriguez, a turnaround throw back to second. Joe Naranjo with a head first slide safely into the back. Rodriguez looks back, the 1-1. Delgado does not go around after thinking about a swing on a pitch in the top of the zone. And count two balls and a strike on him. Rodriguez said, the kick and the 2-1. Count two balls, two strikes. Next pitch will be the 22nd of the inning for the right-hander in Rodriguez. It's a strike away from retiring Cairo, but hit him with a pitch and the walk to Naranjo. The command on is sharp through the first three. Rodriguez with a chance, though, to get out of this inning scoreless. As it comes with a breaking ball, it misses inside. He began a couple steps off the mound towards the dugout, thinking that was the end of things. Instead, the count's now full. Rodriguez comes in. Delgado will take a step outside of the left-hand batter's box. Lamp out here between Delgado and Rodriguez. Two runners on, Naranjo on second. Cairo on first. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Captains trying to increase this 1-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. The pitch comes in. Delgado rips it foul down towards Peoria's bullpen. Delgado enters the left-hand batter's box once again for this payoff pitch. Two runners on, two outs. And a payoff from Rodriguez. Delgado pops it up left side of the infield. Foul territory now. Buschberger goes to his right in the third base coaching box, makes the play as he gathers underneath it. Three flyouts are how Rodriguez gets out of the inning in the fourth. Lake County score no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. Bottom of the fourth we go. Gavin Williams still charging ahead for Lake County. 5 Ks through the first three. We'll see what he got in store for the fourth on WGCU.
At the ballpark every day. For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Sun out for the first time this evening. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lake County Captains 1 and the Peoria Chiefs nothing. It's been Gavin Williams on the mound for Lake County and another great pitching display for him. He struck out 5 through the first time in the order. He faces 2-3-4 in Peoria in this fourth. The sun shining, by the way, in the outfield, the infield, and the stands still in the shade as we approach 7:35, which would be the hour mark of this ball game here in Peoria. As the first pitch from Williams, a fastball called strike on the outside corner. The start off is at bat against Chambers, who he struck out looking in the first. Williams comes with a slider to the left field line, and it will fall in for a base hit. Connor Cox with a good job fielding on a hop and throwing it to second. Straying off the bag was Chambers, and he will now return to first. Delgado almost threw it over, and Chambers, I think, just lost his footing for a bit after a hard charge around first base. Second hit of the night for Peoria and the first time they've led off with a base runner getting on. This brings up Tom Lott, who flew out to left center field. Christian Cairo made an over-the-shoulder play in shallow left. Very impressive. He made it look easy. It is not to track a ball like that. As Williams to kick in the first pitch, fastball, and this one swung on by Lott and fouled back to the suite levels to the right of the press box level here in Peoria. We're at the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, of course, across this great country of ours, and thank you for spending time of it here on WGCU. Of course, always got love to the three-day weekend with Monday off across the league, as this one's flicked foul off the bat of Lott and hitting off the suites as well, and so much so that it hit off the top of the suite and then hit off the dugout of Peoria and rolled onto the field. Nonetheless, though, it's two foul balls, and Gavin Williams ahead 0-2. Williams will look over towards first, leaning towards second. Mac Chambers, the runner, the 0-2, fastball high and outside. And the count 1-2, Williams on to Lott. Williams comes set at the belt. The kick and the 1-2. Off speed, swung on and missed by Lott. The slider from Williams gets strikeout number 6 of his evening and out number 1 here in the fourth. Bushberger struck out swinging in the second. Runner on first still is Chambers. Williams having to worry about a runner on for only the second time this evening. His first pitch. Fastball high and inside to Bushberger, count 1-0. You know, I read an interesting article yesterday from Eno Saris in The Athletic talking about, in terms of pitchers and hitters count, because the count now 1-1, no strike as Williams looks over to first. Now set at the belt. And a fastball called strike, evening it up at 1-1. It was about the rate of how sliders across Major League Baseball as well as the minor leagues have gone up. And Wilmer Flores of the San Francisco Giants is arguing now that there really is no such thing as a hitter's count at the rate that pitchers throw sliders. The fact that a hitter's count is supposed to be where you're expecting fastball from a pitcher, but usually, or more so nowadays, don't get it. As a fastball here from Williams on a 1-1 count down the middle called strike in the count 1-2 on Buschberger. Now, it's just about how across minor league baseball, the amount of pitchers who use a majority as their number one pitch, the slider, and then the fastball second, and then whatever coming after that, has gone up. The 1-2, fastball at the top of the zone, check swing from Buschberger, does not go around. And did not get the call from Felix Neon, did Williams, so the count even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Onto the cleanup hitter for Peoria in Buschberger. Increasing his lead ever so slightly as Chambers, Williams reacts by throwing over to first. Not in time, though, to get the runner. As a count, 2 balls and 2 strikes, Williams on to Buschberger. The kick and the pitch. And it is that slider once more for strike number 3 as Buschberger fans on it. 7 Ks overall for Williams, and that's the effectiveness of that pitch for Williams. And it seems like the hitters as well, not knowing if it's fastball or slider from Williams. Both pitches, the fastball and slider, to equal effect tonight as Aaron Antonini steps up. He only saw one pitch from Williams, swung on it, and hit it to deep center field, but it stayed in the ballpark in the second. Williams' first pitch to Antonini. Antonini swinging once more. This one hit up the middle and off of Williams. Fielding it is Cairo, and he could not make the throw over to first. And we'll see what's up with Williams now as he's walking towards the dugout. It deflected off him, and now he takes off the cap. Do not want to see this if you're a Captains, Guardians fan, whoever. Williams now walking towards the dugout, and he'll walk off. He throws his glove, and he actually throws it up and over the dugout and into a fan, and nice of that fan to throw it back in, and Williams also throws his hat away as well. Seems to be in discomfort. It looked like it hit on the arm, and Williams will be going under into the tunnel, under into the batting tunnel, and I don't know what happened there in terms of the ball. I think it just hit off his forearm, it seems, and he reacted negatively, obviously. As aboard is Antonini on a hot shot right back to Williams. Chambers is at second, and this game will be halted. Not the first time this has happened in Lake County season, of course. Tommy Mace had the same thing on the road where he played in his front foot, knew right away that something went awry, and then went into the dugout. So Lake County will have to get an arm up going quickly because Williams was just rolling along and didn't have to worry about in terms of pitching anytime soon with the way Williams was going with 7 strikeouts and only 60 pitches thrown. Maybe in the next inning there'd be maybe an arm up and loose, but not here in this fourth. We're here in the bottom of the fourth, 2 runners on, 2 outs, and it will be a Lake County pitcher warming up. Still none sure who will be. Alaska Abney now takes off the jacket and will begin stretching and will begin throwing as well. So he'll be the new arm for Lake County. We'll take a break here on WGCU. We'll be the new pitcher in Abney, probably a little later than we'd of course hope. And we hope, of course, that Gavin Williams is okay. The star for Lake County.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders Innovators and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll Student Experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
We're here in the bottom of the fourth. Lake County pitcher and Gavin Williams had to exit this game after a line drive came off the bat of Aaron Antonini right back at him. It appeared to hit his forearm. It did appear to hit his left forearm. Don't quote me on that. We'll see in terms of course, with Williams, because after he got hit and the ball deflected to shortstop Christian Cairo, who couldn't make the throw in terms of either to second or to first, and Williams just started walking towards the dugout, and he knew that evaluated. He threw away his hat and his glove, and probably some frustration brewing as well in that instance, and he went right into the tunnel and into the locker room. Alaska Abney is currently throwing in the Lake County bullpen. He, of course, might have expected to pitch today, but not all of a sudden after Williams had to exit this ball game. And you only hope for the best for Gavin Williams, the 2021 first-round draft pick of the Cleveland Guardians. And he had what was already shaping up to be maybe one of his best starts of the season. No runs allowed and only two hits. Three if the Antonini one as well. And I'm thinking they will score that a hit, and they do. So one run and three hits. And, of course, he had to exit this ball game, but he had seven strikeouts and has just had a great start to the season. And great guy as well, and you hope for the best for Williams, who's getting evaluated by trainer Matt Beauregard right now in the locker room. Abney's still throwing in the bullpen. He had to go pretty much from square one in terms of stretching, getting loose. And in terms of Abney, he's not unfamiliar to this spot either. He had to pitch, if you could recall back, I forget what date it was, but there was I think it was when Tommy Mace got injured. I'm trying to think of the exact date, but Abney has had to call him on as in terms of, and so has Matt Turner, in terms of situations where pitchers abruptly left the game in terms of starters and had to come out of the bullpen. And that would be the role for Alaska Abney tonight, who's still warming up in Lake County's bullpen. The Lake County Captains do have a 1-0 lead here over the Peoria Chiefs, due in part to Williams' great pitching and Lake County scratching across a run in the second inning. We're going to take another break here on the Lake County Captains game presentation. And again, the Captains with a 1-0 lead over the Chiefs. We'll take a break here on WJCU.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Sky Cup from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Captains Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com. The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captains gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captains gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captains merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Welcome back to Peoria, Illinois. The County Captains and Peoria Chiefs tonight in the top of the fourth inning. And Alaska Abney is on the mound and warming up. He had to come into this game due to Gavin Williams exiting after a line drive hitting him on the arm. It appeared to be his left arm, and then he walked towards the Lake County Captains dugout and then right into the tunnel, throwing away his hat and glove, and evaluated right now by Matt Beauregard, the trainer for Lake County. There's runners on second and first. Mac Chambers on second, and the runner on first, Aaron Antonini, who hit the line drive right back at Williams. Alaska Abney enters. Abney, this series, figured in game number two on Wednesday. He went one inning of work, allowing no earned runs, a strikeout, and 15 pitches thrown. This season for Abney, he's thrown 14 innings, allowing 11 hits, 10 runs, 8 and 16 Ks. 1-1 record, and he does have a hold that came against Cedar Rapids on May the 18th. Abney, in terms of his recent outings, he's been pretty stellar in terms of his last five innings work. He has allowed no runs. Comes into a tough spot here, though, of course, with two runners on, and Thomas Francisco at the plate, who had the only other hit off Gavin Williams. Williams, in terms of stats, 3 2/3 and 3 hits allowed. No earned runs, of course, unless Francisco could drive one of the two or both home in this fourth. He'll walk up to the plate. Left-hander will face the right-hand thrower in Abney. And Lake County, on a day they probably anticipated Williams going at least 5, potentially 6. Now we'll have to piece it together with their bullpen and still try and protect what is a 1-0 lead. Abney donning the high socks, and of course the great head of hair and the mustache, donning and towing the right side of the rubber. Two runners on, Chambers on second, Antonini on first. The first pitch to Thomas Francisco, and that one cut on a miss. The changeup from the submarine thrower. Francisco without a second chance to face his teammate in Gavin Williams. He did get a single up the middle against Williams in his one and only plate appearance against him. The 0-1, off speed, Francisco fouls it away to the left side out of play. And the count, no balls, two strikes, two outs. Abney, of course, rather difficult spot for any pitcher to enter, and although he's not rushed in any mean and got plenty of time to warm up, you do feel rushed in the back of your mind knowing you have to enter. Everyone's eyes are on you. The 0-2, it's a fastball high and inside. Francisco sway is out of the way. Count 1-2, two strikes, two outs. Chambers on second, Antonini on first. Peoria trying time this evening. The pitch from Abney. Breaking ball in the outside corner. Misses in the count 2-2. Avenue with his feet set. The kick and time call just as he was about to throw by the hitter in Francisco. Francisco now appears to have something in his eyes. He takes his jersey and rubs, it seems, his face and his eyeball with it. Appears to be all right. Now he'll take off the cap and try and get it out of his eye. Maybe dirt that flared up or something with the wind, even though there's not much wind tonight. It's just a short breeze at about 2-3 miles an hour. And now, again, he'll now take off the glove and try and pick at his eyeball right now to just see. And it's a tough spot when you have something in your eye, you think you get it out, and then you try and blink again. You're like, ah, it's still in there. He appears to be all right. And he'll step back in. The count, 2-2, 2 outs, 2 runners on, Chambers on second, Antonini on first, and Abney deals. Breaking ball called, strike 3 on the outside corner. Abney comes on in a tough spot with 2 runners on, but gets the strikeout, catching Francisco looking. We head to the 5th, Captain still with the 1-0 lead here in Peoria.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captain's are presented by Meijer. Mean the most to us. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captain's fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Seven, eight, nine for Lake County to the plate. It begins with Gabriel Rodriguez. Giannis Rodriguez still throwing for Peoria. He's allowed only one hit to the Captains tonight through four, but has allowed a run. And a combination of Gavin Williams, who exited the game early, and Alaska Abney have kept the Chiefs off the board through four. The first pitch to Rodriguez, a changeup called strike outside corner. Count 0-1. A mix of the changeup, slider, and fastball tonight for Rodriguez has worked well against the Captain's offense. Rodriguez the kick, the 0-1. Fastball, Rodriguez under this one. It's a pop-up middle of the infield. Second baseman and Medlinger jogging in and makes the play towards second base. In terms of the flyouts for Rodriguez tonight, he's gotten 8 flyout outs against Captain's hitters. This will face Aaron Bracho next. Bracho grounded out to second. To lead off to the windup, the leg extension and the breaking ball, a called strike right down the pipe to Bracho. Count 0-1. Top of this fifth inning, Lake County 1 and Peoria 0. Game 4, Lake County looking for 4 wins in a row. Peoria trying to snap a 5-game home losing streak as Bracho lifts one into shallow right, moving in the right fielder and lock, and moving towards his left and moving in makes the play. Seems like a broken bat for Bracho. You can hear it up in the booth in Peoria. So Mike Amditas will come to the plate. Amditas average on the rise. Same thing with Cairo. Both guys who were struggling to get over that 100 mark now are. Amditas 120 as he's first pitch swinging, and this one lifted to deep left, backtracking Jew, and he's under it, and it ends the inning. Another quick inning of work for Rodriguez. He had 6 pitches in the third, and tonight only, or in this fifth, only 5. As he gets 3 fly ball outs, we go to the bottom of the fifth. Captains 1, Chiefs 0, WJCU.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Georgia and Alaska Avenue out for now a clean inning of work. Got to get the final out in the fourth after Gavin Williams, who struck out 7 3 2/3 innings, had a ball hit him, a comebacker off the bat of Antonini on his forearm, and Williams then went into the dugout and would not return. Once we hear the latest with him, we'll share it, or I'll share it on to you. Of course, hoping for the best for the first round draft pick of the Lake or of the Cleveland Guardians in the 2021 draft of Gavin Williams. As Francisco Hernandez is at the dish, 7-9 for Peoria. Still trying to scratch across a run. They have three hits, but no runs to show for. By the way, another scoring, I guess you can call it change. Not really. I expected it to come, but on the captain's run, it was an error on the Chambers throw from short to first that hit off Delgado. So it's no longer score, just a clean, both runners and Petey Halpin tagging in third and Delgado at first over to their respected bases, just because that would be tough. Virtually impossible if it's a line drive hit for a runner's tag. Unless that's happened before, I'd have to look that up. It's a very odd thing to look up and probably very difficult as well, as having to count 2 balls and 2 strikes onto Hernandez. I would think it'd be tough to find. I don't know. Maybe it's pretty easy, but I've never seen it. The 2-2. Breaking ball outside. The count now 3-2. And the kick. The payoff. Called strike 3, top of the zone. Amity with 87 miles an hour. Got enough of the zone for strikeout number 2. First one here in the fifth. Noah Mendlinger steps up. Playing second base today. Usually a third baseman is Mendlinger, as the lefty hitter, and Lake County's defense will move accordingly with the normal shift of Delgado playing in the hole and Naranjo on the right side and Cairo playing towards the second base bag on the left side, and Gabriel Rodriguez not near the line, the third baseman. And he's set. And his first pitch, this one, grounded right to Cairo, right where he was positioned, up the middle. He flips it over to first, and that retires Midler. There's 2 away. And he has retired the first 3 he's faced. Strong start for him, and now he's had 6 innings scoreless in a row, the right-hander. And he, of course, I wouldn't say a forgotten guy in the 2021 round, or 2021 draft, 15th round pick, I think just because of how late it was, but Abney, like so many in the Lake County pitching staff, was a 2021 draft pick. First full season in the captain's, or in the Guardian system, was a member of Lynchburg in 2021, where he made 8 appearances, pitching 11 innings, and a reliever role with Lake County this season. As the 0-1 is a fastball high and outside, the count 1-1, Abney on to Tommy Jew. And Abney from, what is he, pretty big baseball program in Coastal Carolina University, as this one popped up. Behind home plate, Amditas loses the mass, now jogging towards the netting, and it bounces into the seats. The fifth row behind home plate. Amditas was ready for it. He's been sharp defensively tonight, and he's also called a good game for his pitchers. Him and Williams just have been a great combination to watch this year. Abney's arms dangles, and now comes set the 1-2. It's a breaking ball low and outside. The count 2-2. Danger Zone plays in the background. That movie, by the way, Top Gun Maverick, came out today. Looking forward to seeing that when I return to East Lake. Is this one chopped to the left side? Rodriguez fields on a high hop. The throw to first just beats Jew by a foot. Rodriguez with a nice play. Not an easy one to make, moving to his left. And that ends the fifth. Still Captains with the 1-0 lead as we head into the sixth. Alaska Abney strong in relief thus far.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get Captains offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Great our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
Top of the lineup in the top of the sixth for Lake County begins with Connor Cox. As Giannis Rodriguez still out, it's a guy who could go a long way for Peoria. In fact, he has exceeded 100 pitches thrown, which you usually don't see at this level in a start, as a breaking ball comes into Connor Cox, called strike on the inside part of the plate. He threw 102 pitches, 64 of them being strikes, against South Bend in what was only a five-inning start, allowing three hits, three runs, two homers. Did have seven strikeouts with two walks as a fastball hits on the inside part, and the count 0-2. He's completed five innings of work tonight, one hit allowed to Lake County, and one run coming home, not earned, on the two errors defensively for Peoria. The 0-2, Cox gets a piece of it, nabbing it down the third baseline. And that ball obviously chopped foul and then thrown away to a fan. Another great article in The Athletic I want to mention today as well, and I actually meant to mention it to Logan when he was on the air with us with the Cleveland Farm Report. I'll get his guest during this inning, but there's an article by The Athletic written by Jason Lloyd as Connor Cox pops one up right side, and this one will actually fall in for a base hit as charging in was Lott, but it's a single for Connor Cox, the second hit for Lake County tonight. Cox on an 0-2 count, a nice piece of hitting, lofting it out to right field. But in terms of the article I'm talking about, it's the fact about how many baseball you game last Friday between Cleveland and Detroit, which was a Cleveland victory. There was a lot of baseballs used. Aaron Civale was on the mound, and he's known for having baseballs to his liking and throwing away ones that he might be done with, as the first pitch to Naranjo cut on and missed, count 0-1. Logan, your guess, how many pitches or how many baseballs were used in that game, nine-inning baseball game, Cleveland and Detroit?
I'm going to guess like 30.
Okay, 30 in total, 30 different baseballs used.
That's my guess.
Okay. The pitch to Naranjo, fastball upstairs, count 1-1. What if I told you in that game 115 baseballs were used?
Wow, that is and unbelievable.
And half
that is
of them,
a lot.
It's a higher number than usual. Usually it's around like 70 to 90 in terms of the average, but Civale used about half of 115 on that night. As the 1-1 Cinerajo pitch misses inside, the throw down to first, though, back in time was Connor Cox, but a nice throw by Antonini behind the plate over to Francisco. And oh so close to tagging out Cox. But yes, that article written by Jason Lloyd, athletic editor for the Cleveland section of The Athletic, and I thought that was very, look, 115 baseballs. I mean, what other sport do you use or need that many of the ball that your sport uses, or your puck, or your whatever sphere you're using for a ball sport? 115. So, that's something. And again, this is a different subject, but you can't tell me that all 115 are stitched the same. I guess they have to be, and I guess they're producing the same factory, but you're telling me the same way, the same care, the same everything for all 115 used. I don't know. As the fastball comes high in the count, 3-1. They might not be, but there might not be any difference with them, or not a noticeable difference where one's completely juiced and one's not, but 115 balls used. As the count, 3-1, and it's a breaking ball that misses low and inside. So it's a walk worked by Naraho, his second tonight. Connor Cox now moves to second. And there's two runners on, no outs. And Lake County looking to increase their lead. And there is a bullpen, or left-hander up in the bullpen for Peoria. And Anderson, the manager for Peoria, out of the dugout. And this might be it for Rodriguez. In this one-run ball game, don't want to risk him, especially because he'll face Jean Kenzie, Noel. Gives me time to tell you, though, that about Discount Drug Mart and all of you Discount Drug Mart shoppers out there, I'm sure you already know how great the Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card is, how much money you can save using it every day. But did you know it could do even more? Let me get right to the point. Pro Points, that is. Use your Courtesy Plus cards, collect Pro Points, and redeem them for once-in-a-lifetime experiences. Go to discount-drugmart.com today to register your email and start earning Pro Points. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround and gives you even more. Left-hander enters for Peoria. Rodriguez's day is done. He leaves a runner on second and first with no outs, top of the sixth. Lake County's 3-4-5 in the lineup. Looks to do damage and increase their lead, which stands at 1-0 here on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run!
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
New pitcher on for the Peoria Chiefs, Levi Prater. Prater, a left-hander and third-round draft pick, 2020 draft, out of Anna, Oklahoma. And he comes in quite a spot, having to face John Kenzie Noel with two runners on and no outs, top of the sixth inning. As the left-hander looks in. And now comes set at the belt. Two runners on, Cox on second, Naraho on first. The pitch to Noel. This one smacked up the middle, but deflects off the mound and into the glove of Medlinger, the second baseman, who steps on the bag and then relay throw to first in time. It's a double play, a 4-3, two away, Cox to third, but two outs needed for Peoria. And that right there is just an unlucky bounce for Noel. Hit it right up the middle. The way it bounced and deflected off the mound, it might have gotten a piece of the foot of Prater. Went right into Medlinger, who was playing in double play depth on that play. It is an RBI opportunity still for Petey Halpin. Two outs and Connor Cox with the lead at third. Left-hander and Prater the kick and the first pitch. Fastball called strike outside corner. Prater played his college ball at Oklahoma. And he was had a 3.56 ERA in his 53 appearances as a Sooner. As Halpin lines one foul to the concourse area down the left field line. And the count 0-2. He's a 22-year-old, mentioned third-round pick 2020 draft. This season, 9 innings pitched, 11 earned runs, which is an 11 ERA even. To lower that and get the 2 outs needed, actually the 3 outs in this inning. The kick in the 0-2. Halpin caught on and missed. Prater with a great job there with the fastball as he gets out of 2 runners on with no outs without allowing a run. 6. Lake County still with a 1-0 advantage. WJCU.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th, for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Damon Cassetta Stubb enters for Lake County, a new pitcher in relief. He'll make his 5th appearance of the season after joining on May the 10th. Cassetta Stubb's made 2 appearances in Cedar Rapids, a combined 2 innings of work, no earned runs, a hit allowed, and a strikeout thrown. He has a 6.35 ERA in the 5 and the 2/3 innings pitched. Mike Antico waves at a first pitch outside, and a count 0-1. Antico, danger of losing is in a flyout as he lines one through for a base hit. Just as I say it, it happens. Mike Antico and a base hit into right. The 4th hit for Peoria tonight and a leadoff base runner here in the bottom of the 6th. Lake County with the 1-0 lead, so Cassetta Stubbs, the only active reliever for Lake County not to appear in this series, has to worry about a base runner to start his outing with Mac Chambers now coming up. Antico at first. For Alaska Amdy, by the way, it was 18 pitches thrown and 4 outs recorded. 2 of them strikeouts. Very good in relief as the fastball comes upstairs, misses outside to count 1-0. After it's pitching with 9 strikeouts already here in the bottom of the 6th, the good outing is Cassetta Stubbs. Comes again with a fastball, cannot find the mark, 90 miles an hour, outside and high, count 2-0. Cassetta Stubbs looks over at first, Naranjo holding the runner in Antico, the 2-0 fastball misses outside, count 3-0. Not wanting to test the arm of Amdidas and Ramirez, who've been very solid in this series, Antico is tied for the lead in stolen bases in the Midwest League. The 3-0, fastball, called strike on the inside part. Count 3-1 as Cassetta Stubbs gets his first strike of his outing. The kick in the 3-1, fastball misses off the plate. Outside, ball 4. Chambers a walk, Antico to second, Two runners on and Todd Locke coming to the plate. Right-hander and Cassetta Stubbs. We're going to have to work out of trouble created by him. This season, again, the one bad outing, mentioned his last two scoreless. The one bad outing came 2 1/3 against Great Lakes, where he allowed 4 earned runs, 2 homers in that appearance. The right-hander from Vancouver, Washington, joining midseason training. And, of course, acquired in the Jake Bowers from Cleveland to Seattle deal last season. As this first pitch and this one chopped foul on the count 0-1. Cassetta Stubbs on to Locke. The game up in the air and up for grabs if you're Peoria, with Gavin Williams exiting after 3 2/3 innings pitched. Having to work through Lake County's bullpen, which has been exemplary this series, as a breaking ball misses inside and low in the count 1-1. But tonight, and we're in this instance, in this inning, being battle-tested. Cassetta Stubbs looks back at second. Antico with the lead there. The 1-1. This one hit on the ground left side. Moving to his right's Cairo. He fields a throw to second for one. On the first, a 6-4-3 double play converted by the captains. Much needed and a great defensive, really just a smooth operator. And Cairo on to Delgado, on to Naranjo. Antico does sneak to third, but now there's two away. Cassetta Stubbs forcing a ground ball, much needed in that scenario. Cassetta Stubbs, the kick in the first pitch. This one chopped foul towards the tarp of Peoria. It was not used today for the most part. Might have been here in the morning. I wasn't here in the morning, so wouldn't know. But in terms of when the captains were here, they had to deal with a little mist in the beginning of BP, but it's been clear skies, just a bit chilly in Peoria to begin Memorial Day weekend. The 0-1 Bushberger chases in the count, no balls and two strikes. Set of Stubbs, the deep breath, the kick, the 0-2 in the dirt. Nice stop by Amdidas. 1-2, 2 outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Set of Stubbs, the kick, the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Bushberger. Damon Cassetta Stubbs, after allowing the first two base runners on, gets a 6-4-3 double play and the strikeout. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base in scoring position for Peoria. We head to the seventh. 1-0, Lake County.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains Fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Six and seven in the Lake County lineup. They're trying to add some cushion because The bullpen has done great in Alaska Avenue and Damon Cassetta Stubbs, but a little stressful to protect a one-run lead. That's where the score stands here in this top of the seventh inning. Wake County with the run after Petey Halpin singled in the second, and he would move after an E1 from Raynell Delgado on a bunt attempt to third. And then Gabriel Rodriguez lined out the shortstop, and the shortstop in Chambers threw it back to first, trying to double up Delgado. It hit off Delgado and rolled towards the dugout. That's the only run, unearned, of course, that has come home tonight for the Captains, and tonight in general as well, with the score 1-0. The 0-2 from Prater. Cairo, a check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. So the count is now a ball and two strikes. Lake County looking for their fourth win in a row. Three wins in a row, which is a season high. The 1-2 from Prater swung on and missed by Cairo. And there's one away.
Chris Palmer. Chris Palmer, you're the winner of tonight's Flat Screen TV. Need you to come to Humana.
Yes, Raynell Delgado comes to the plate. Delgado tonight reaching on that E1 as mentioned, and a fly out to third, which ended the fourth. First pitch to him is a fastball that misses outside, the count at 1-0. Prater the kick, breaking ball that sails high, and the count now a ball and a strike on to Delgado. Prater, the 2-0. Delgado with a check swing, but it's a called strike on the outside corner. Two balls and a strike, your count. The 2-1 from Prater, quick worker as Delgado flares this one into shallow right field, moving towards the line lot, and he makes the play in standard right field positioning. Two away, top of the seventh. As four Captains have been, let's come on. Excellent in relief after he relieved Dionis Rodriguez. We had an excellent start, but current way this game, if it ends the current score, he'd be getting his fifth loss. Just pretty much an illustration of what has been his season thus far. 4.54 ERA and no wins to four losses. But tonight a very strong start for the right-hander from the Dominican Republic. Now the Captains facing the left-hander and Prater from Oklahoma. The 2-0, fastball upstairs, outside, 3-0 onto Gabriel Rodriguez, who lined out to short from the ball in play with the run that the Captain scored, and he flew out to second in the fifth. The 3-0, fastball misses outside and upstairs. So, it's a four-pitch walk for Gabriel Rodriguez, a runner on here in the seventh for the Captain. Aaron Bracho will come up. First time he'll take a swing and a hack at it from the right side of the plate tonight. Two outs, a ground out and a fly out from the left side facing Dionis Rodriguez. The first pitch from Prater, fastball inside, misses in the count 1-0. Prater's arm dangling in his side, now comes set at the belt, and a throw over to first before he comes to the plate, but it's a ball called, and I thought so, because I was about to describe it as a pitch to the plate, but it's a balk for Prater. Rodriguez to second. So Bracho now with the RBI opportunity with Gabriel Rodriguez, the runner in scoring position, 180 feet away at second. Out back, count now, 1-1. Prater, the left-hander, looks in. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside or inside and low, actually. And the count now, two balls and a strike. On to Bracho. The Captains, one run on two hits, no errors. The Chiefs, no runs on four hits and two errors. Now the low-scoring game between Peoria and Lake County on this Friday evening. Here comes the 2-1. inside, and that one hits Bracho. Looks like it stung him on the elbow. He's walking in foul territory right now, trying to shake it off. And he'll go over towards the first base coach and Jan Rivera, and the trainer comes out for Peoria. Matt Beauregard, the trainer for LA County, may still be downstairs with Gavin Williams working on him. Usually very quick in terms of sprinting out and checking on players as Bracho bends down over towards the right side of first base. But he's the second captain to be hit by a pitch tonight. Same happened to Christian Cairo back in the fourth. Bracho seems to be all right. Will stay in, just favoring his, looked like the elbow or possibly part of the bicep area of his arm. As Mike Amditas will come to the plate, two flyouts tonight for Amditas, both times first pitch swinging. He'll face a lefty tonight for the first time in Prater. Prater had a strong start to his seventh with a walk and a hit by pitch in his last two batters faced. He starts off Amditas with a breaking ball called strike at the knees, count 0-1. It's back to second. Now the 0-1. Amditas lifts this one into shallow center field. Charging in. Antico to his right. Settles under it and makes the play for the final out. For Lake County in the inning. No runs and no hits, no errors. Two left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time for the seventh inning stretch. It's brought to you by Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains and everything you love. Lake County 1, Peoria 0, WJCU.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Bottom of that first run against Lake County pitching, Damon Cassetta stumps out for a second inning of work. He allowed a single and a walk to begin things in the sixth, but then got a 6-4-3 double play. Great assist by his defense, and then a strikeout is Antonini. First pitch swing for the third time tonight. This one a high fly ball to right center field. Petey Halpin makes the play, making a couple steps over to his left. Antonini, of course, probably going to be number one after the line drive that came back and hit Gavin Williams. Of course, no malice intent, but that's the way it happened tonight as Antonini retired and Thomas Francisco to the plate. Captain's pitching has adjusted well, though. Alaska Avenue going 1-1/3, scoreless, and Damon Cassetta Stumps has done the same. As the breaking ball misses inside and low, count 1-0. Cassetta Stumps, the windup kick, the 1-0 pitch, fastball outside and high, and the count 2-0. And Cassetta Stubbs rears back and fires. This one a short dribbler to the third base line. Cassetta Stubbs barehanded. Bobblehead bobbles it for a second and then the throw over to first brings Naraho off the bat. Had it in his grasp, but the ball might have shifted around a bit where Cassetta Stubbs double clutched. And then he did fire it to first, but brought Naraho off the back. So it's a, should be an infield single for Francisco. A tough play for the pitcher to make in Cassetta Stubbs. And it will be a hit awarded to Francisco. Fifth hit of the night for Peoria and a base runner, but they've gotten base runners and have left them on. Three in the last three innings. First pitch here, fastball misses on the outside part. On to Francisco Hernandez, who tonight has struck out twice, once to Gavin Williams in the second, and the other time to Alaska Abney. Now faces his third pitcher of the night in Damon Cassetta Stubbs, and he's down 0-2, or actually 1-1. The first pitch I thought hit should have, but did not get the call. And at the second pitch, he foul tips it away. Cassetta Stubbs the nod. Kick and the 1-1 breaking ball, beautiful 183 on that changeup and a called strike in the count 1-2. Four pitch mix for Cassetta Stubbs, the fastball, curve, slider, and the changeup, which he just threw. The 1-2 cut on and missed on the slider. Cassetta Stubbs retires Hernandez, two away here in the seventh. Snow Medlinger steps up to the plate. He's over 2 tonight as the first pitch he faces is a fastball upstairs outside 1-0 count. Dark navy blue sky tonight in Peoria, 2-hour mark of this ball game. We're here in the bottom of the seventh inning, Lake County 1 and Peoria 0. The kick of the pitch from Cassetta Stubbs, breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. The count even, a ball and a strike. Stubbs comes set. The kick and the 1-1. This one lifted into right field. Off the bat, Noel charging in, and he makes the play in shallow right. Once again, a runner left on base for Peoria. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. The same result as the sixth. We go into the eighth. Wake County 1, Peoria 0, WJCU.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at 5star.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
The order for Lake County in this top of the eighth. They would like another run in this ballgame, of course, but they got the 1-0 lead right now. The pitching has been yet again fantastic for Lake County. Left-hander and Prater starts it off well. And this pitching has been even better in terms of for Peoria, because remember, the run that the Captains do have is not earned, and they've only allowed two hits, while The Chiefs have 5 hits this evening. But it's the scoreboard that matters, the most important stat. It's in the captain's favor as a fastball below the knees misses low in the count 2-1. It'll be 1, 2, and 3 in the order versus Prater as Cox lifts one out to left field. A frozen rope over to Jew, who moves to his left. One away. As largest nonprofit energy aggregator in Ohio, NOPEC provides you peace tracks. Visit NOPEC.org to find out why NOPEC is a safe choice in a volatile market. Joe Naranjo at the plate. He's walked twice tonight. First pitch, he sees a fastball at the letters, called strike, count 0-1. Prater has been very good in relief tonight. Entered with 11 earned runs in 9 innings previous, but taking over for Dionis Rodriguez, and he's been good. Now 2 1/3, scoreless. As a fastball low and away, creating a 2-1 count onto Naranjo. Prater, the leg kick, and the 2-1 offering. This time a slider low and away, staying away from the left-hand hitter in Naranjo, the lefty in Prater. Count 3 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the 3-1. Naranjo foul tips this one back to the catcher, Antonini. Count is now full. On to Naranjo. What's at stake tonight? Lake County wants 4 in a row. Peoria trying to avoid dropping 5 in a row here at their home ballpark at Dozer Park. The 3-2. Breaking ball, Naranjo swung on, and a dribbler to first. It takes a hop. Waist high for Francisco, who beats Naranjo to the bag. 4. Out number 2. Junkinzi Noel comes up. He batted into bad luck in the 6th. It was a hard hit ball that deflected off the mound with 2 runners on 1st and 2nd. And it was right to the 2nd baseman in Mendlinger, who stepped on 2nd, threw it over to 1st, and retired Noel and the runner in Naranjo. First pitch from Prater on to Noel is a breaking ball called strike. Count 0-1. Noel tonight has flown out twice, once to left and once to first. As he swings here, there's a chopper down the third baseline. Bat tracking and fielding on the backhand. Bushberger's throw, though, in the dirt, and it sneaks under the glove. Up Noel to second. Thought about third, but Lott picks it up and throws it in. Junkinzi Noel aboard. We'll see if he gets an infield hit on this one. Bushberger had a backtrack, but a good throw would have gotten the runner in Noel, but a good throw was not delivered. So Petey Halpin steps up for his 4th plate appearance tonight, 1-for-3, a single in the 2nd. They will give a hit to Junkinzi Noel there, so an infield hit moves to 2nd on the throw. So it's also an error, but the throw is why he got the 2nd. They rule that he would have gotten the 1st regardless. First pitch on a Halpin. This one high and inside. And it hits off the shoulder of Halpin. The helmet came off, but it hit lower. And Halpin stopped on the first baseline for a moment. Might have said something to Prater. Prater might have said something back. Not sure. As Halpin will go over to 1st. And well, still at 2nd, the 3rd time the captain's been hit by a pitch tonight. It was 1 the previous 7th and 1 in the 4th as well. Now that is the shortstop number 11, Christian Driver. As Anderson will come out, it's just really command, the issue for the left-hander is. Anderson will come out. I don't know. I think there might have been a right-hander warming up. There's a right-hander currently stepped. We're currently standing on the rubber in the bullpen for Peoria. Anderson, the manager, having a conversation here. Christian Cairo will be the hitter. Noel's at 2nd, Halpin at 1st. Mound meet. Breeder will stay in this ball game. So Cairo up to the dish today. He was hit by a pitch in that fourth inning. Flew out to right in the second, struck out swinging in the seventh. Breeder is set. We'll look back towards second. The first pitch on to Cairo. Breaking ball, top of the zone, called strike. Count 0-1. Lake County with a 1-0 lead, a lead that they've had since the top of the second inning. Breeder's arm dangling to his side. Comes set, the 0-1. Fastball high. Count 1-1. Snowell on second. Halpin on first. Prime opportunity for the Captains right now. The 1-1. Cairo big cut. Comes up empty. On the 82-mile-an-hour changeup from Prater. Has Cairo where he wants him with the count. 1-2. Set right now is Prater. I'll look back at second and first. The 1-2. Fastball called strike three. Inside part of the plate. Rings up Cairo. Prater escapes damage, striking out Cairo for the second time tonight. And in the eighth, the Captains with no runs on a hit, one error as well, two left on base. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Damon Cassetta Stubbs still hurling for the Captains on WJCU.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular specialists in Lake County. Please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Cassetta Stubbs will pitch this eighth inning. There is a right-hander warming up for Lake County in Zach Hart, but Cassetta Stubbs has allowed no runs over two. In fact, only one hit over those two innings. As he looks in to the right-hander in Tommy Ju, the 0-1. Ju swung on and hit to left field. Shallow fly ball. Cairo backtracking, and he will call off Cox and make the play. There's one away here in the eighth. We'll take another look around the Midwest League scoreboard tonight. Final between Dayton and West Michigan. A game that was 0-0 until the 11th. Dayton put up three runs, now are 29-13 on the year. South Bend with an 11-4 win over Great Lakes at home. Wisconsin Cedar Rapids still playing in the top of the ninth inning there. His first pitch swinging is Mike Antico. He flares it foul. Off the tip of Rattler, 7, and the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 3. The bottom of the ninth, Colonels need 4. Bottom of the fifth, Lansing and Beloit. Beloit with a 3-0 lead, trying to take both games of the doubleheader. They won 5-1 earlier today. And Fort Wayne versus Quad Cities, postponed due to inclement weather, will be made up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow. As the count one, or no balls, two strikes, Cassetta snubs the windup kick and the pitch to Antico. He reaches down and flares this over to left. Connor Cox really doesn't have to move, watches it into the glove for out number two. Cassetta Stubbs now with his longest outing of the season, 2 2/3. This one, though, impressive. His other one in that instance, 4 earned runs tonight. No runs coming across. So face Mac Chambers. Chambers, probably the most successful. Thomas Francisco does have 2 hits, but Chambers also on twice tonight. A single in the 4th and a walk in the 6th. He's number 2 in this order, and the heart of this Peoria order really is one more time through, with this being the 8th inning, 2 away, to try and get on the board tonight. The 0-1 from Cassetta Stubbs, this one flared foul by Chambers off the light fixture out in left. Dark navy blue sky approaching 9 o'clock here in Peoria, Illinois. The 0-2 from Cassetta Stubbs. This one swung on and fouled again to the left side and out of play near the concourse area. Solid crowd, near 1,000 here, just judging it based on what it's been the last couple nights, which has been that number. Hoping for the first win of this home series. The 0-2, breaking ball outside and low. The count 1-2, Cassetta Stubbs on to Mac Chambers. Cassetta Stubbs once again, the pitch, and this one. Chambers puts 2 the netting behind home plate. But count at 1-2. Chambers readjusts the batting gloves. Looking to get on for the 3rd time tonight. The 1-2 from Cassetta Stubbs. This one swung on and chopped foul right into the first base coach, the hitting coach for Peoria in Will Martin. Set of Stubbs, looking for the pitch to power by Chambers. Chambers again fends this one off. 4th foul ball in a row, this one into the lawn area. And caught on the fly, a nice little play made by a fan. Over on the lawn, good positioning as well. Count still 1-2, the pitch. Finally, the one that beats Chambers, a fastball. High from this set of Stubbs. 2 strikeouts for him, 3 scoreless innings. We go into the 9th. Lake County 1, Peoria 0, WGCU.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Top of the 9th inning, low scoring contest here in Peoria. The Lake County Captains, 1 run on 3 hits, no errors. The Peoria Chiefs, no runs on 5 hits and 3 errors. It'll be Raynell Delgado, 6-7-8 for the 4th time tonight. Raynell Delgado, 0-3, didn't reach on an E1. As it is a new pitcher here for Peoria, only their 3rd one of the night. They got a strong start from Dionis Rodriguez and Levi Prater in relief now welcome in Emmanuel Solano.
That's the
pitch from Solano. This one rifled by Delgado into the left center field gap. It drops for a base hit. Hit number four for Lake County tonight. Delgado aboard. And a solid start here in the ninth.
Now batting the third base number 12, Gabriel Rodriguez.
Gabriel Rodriguez up. Solano, international free agent, signed out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And now faces Gabriel Rodriguez. First pitch to him, fastball low, outside count 1-0. Signed at the age of 18 was Solano this season. 7 2/3 innings pitched, 10 earned runs, 11.74 ERA. But don't base that off of what happened with Prater. Levi Prater came in with a high ERA as well. Scoreless innings against Lake County tonight. Zach Hart is warming up for Lake County, expected to come on in the ninth with Damon Cassetta Stubbs throwing 3 innings of relief, his best outing of the season thus far. Scoreless. The 1-1 breaking ball outside and low. The count 2-1 on to Gabriel Rodriguez, who tonight walked in the seventh, and his line drive in the second is what resulted in an error, bringing home the 1 run for Lake County tonight. Solano the kick and the 2-1. Fastball outside off the plate. Count 3-1. On to Rodriguez. Find some cushion for Hart, but Hart in his recent innings has been very dominant. It will be the heart of the lineup, 3, 4, and 5 for Peoria. Breaking ball outside and low. Gabriel Rodriguez works back-to-back walks and back-to-back plate appearances. Two runners on here in the top of the ninth for Lake County. Aaron Brancho to the plate. He was hit by a pitch last time and stung a bit on his front arm, his right arm, but not seemed to be okay, stayed in and now up, so he is all right. As he takes a swing outside the left-hand batter's box, corner infielders will be in because two runners on, no outs, and Bracho does have speed. We'll see if he lays down the bunt attempt. He does. Pops it up, and this one foul off the back wall behind home plate. Count 0-1. So for Lake County, a missed opportunity there. We'll see if Bracho gets the bunt call again from Coach DiCenzo, who's signaling outside the third base coaching box. The 0-1. Bracho again scores the bunt. This one placed in fair territory. Solano turned towards third but cannot make the throw. He'll go the short way to first. It's an effective sack bunt for Aaron Bracho. Two runners in scoring position. One out. Delgado to third, Rodriguez to second. He'll bring up Mike Amditas to the plate. Amditas tonight 0-3, 3 flyouts. An opportunity here, infield will come in for Amditas. Of course, because of the runners on as well, probably for Delgado, who's at third. The first pitch from Solano, off speed, Amditas waves at it and misses. Solano set at the belt. The 0-1. Off speed. Adidas once more. So the count now, no balls and two strikes. Solano with that slider on the outer half of the plate. Fooling Adidas twice. Infield in, Gabriel Rodriguez with a big lead right behind the shortstop in Chambers. The 0-2, breaking ball, misses on the outside corner. Oh, so close, but not getting the call. Extends the at-bat for Amditas. 1-2. 2 runners on, 1 out, top of the ninth. Captains up 1. The pitch from Solano. Amditas chops it foul. Squibbler behind home plate. Home plate umpire Felix Neon cleans off the plate. Has to be ready for a bang-bang play at the plate if a ground ball is struck by Amditas. Ogano with the lead on third. Rodriguez the lead on second. The 1-2 again. Amditas, infield grounder. That gets through for a base hit. Chambers moved to his right but could not field. The left fielder Ju comes up with it. The throw to the plate caught by Antonini, but he can't bring it across his body to tag out Rodriguez. It's a two-run single for Mike Amditas, who then moves to second on the throw. And it's now a 3-0 Captains lead. A cushion they needed, they provide. It was a throw that beat Rodriguez, but the catcher in Antonini had it, and then either gravity, momentum, however he was feeling, just did not bring it across. Maybe just the way his body was positioned, or the fact that he felt it wasn't worth a try. Connor Cox is now at the plate. Solano's first pitch to him is a fastball outside high. The Captains break through with the two here in the ninth and create quite a hole for the Chiefs, them, because even with their lack of offensive production tonight, they still were just one run away entering the bottom of the ninth, but now three runs away as Cox chases one outside, the count 1-1. The 1-1, off speed, called strike, right down the middle, count 1-2. Solano comes set, the glance back to second, the 1-2. Off speed, swung on and missed by Cox. There's two away. Joe Naranjo now to the plate. Naranjo tonight, two walks, two outs. In terms of a fly out to left in the first and grounded out to his position at first in the eighth. Fifth plate appearance made tonight. That's looking back Solano towards Amditas at second. Solano's first offering. Breaking ball low and inside, count 1-0. Lake County Captains 3 and the Peoria Chiefs 0. Lake County 3 outs away in terms of in the ninth from 4 wins in a row. Solano the look back, the 1-0. Fastball high outside. The count 2 balls and no strikes onto Joe Naranjo. Manuel Solano behind in the count to Joe Naranjo with the count 2 balls, no strikes. The offer. Fastball inside high. The count 3-0 onto Naranjo. Naranjo has walked twice tonight already. He's got a keen eye, and unless it's right there, he won't be. Look there. It's a fastball high outside by Solano. Naranjo works a walk, the second one this inning for the Captains. Two runners on once more. It's Naranjo to first. Amditas stays put at second, and John Kenzie Noel gets an opportunity for an at-bat here. The pitching coach for Peoria in Edwin Marino will come out, discuss things with Solano, the infield, and the catcher for Peoria. To recap this inning for the Captains, Raynell Delgado with a single to lead things off. Gabriel Rodriguez then walked. A sacrifice bunt by Aaron Bracho. Two runners in scoring position for Mike Amditas, and he delivered with a single to left. Connor Cox would then strike out. Naranjo just walked, and now there's two runners on, two away. And John Kenzie Noel, two up. Lake County with a 3-0 lead. Zach Hart will come on in the ninth. For the Captains, he'll face 3, 4, and 5 of the Chiefs. Noel in the right-hand batter's box. Solano on the mound. Two runners on in terms of Naranjo at first, Amditas at second. Hit from Noel would really break things open for the Captains. First pitch, 2-0 well, off speed, called strike, top of the zone, count 0-1. Solano, the look in. The 0-1 offering, Noel with a big cut, but comes up empty to count no balls, two strikes, two outs. Solano looking for a quick at-bat against Noel. Trying to keep it only to two that have come home for Lake County in the frame. The 0-2, breaking ball outside low, count 1. Two flyouts for Noel tonight. A double play he grounded into 4-3, but then an infield single in the eighth to give him a hit on the evening. Here's the 1-2. Noel fouls it back to the netting behind home plate. We'll do it again at 1-2. Look back for Solano. The kick, the 1-2. Off speed, swung on and missed by Noel. A big cut, but comes up empty. But the Captains do score two runs in the ninth off of two hits, no errors, and two left on base. Zach Hart comes on, looking for the three outs and to protect the three-run lead. Coming up next.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our patriotic fireworks extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here, proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Zach Hart looking for the final three outs and Lake County win number four in a row. Hart enters for this ninth. He's already made an appearance in this series coming on Tuesday against Peoria. He entered in the bottom of the seventh, pitched the final two innings in the Lake County victory, which was a 6-4 win in 11 innings. So he didn't actually pitch the final two, but he entered the bottom of the seventh. He went two innings, allowing one hit, no earned runs, and three strikeouts, helping that game go into extras. That is the first pitch. Fastball called strike on to Todd Lott. Count 0-1. 3-4 and 5 in the Peoria lineup. It begins with Lott, the right fielder, who tonight's 0-3. A flyout, strikeout, and a double play ground out. Puts one on the ground left side. It's through for a base hit. Past Cairo, who is moving to his left towards the second base bag. It's a good start for Peoria. Of course, if they only had a one-run deficit to make up, it'd be an excellent start with no outs and a runner on. But they don't, because Lake County put up two in the ninth on a Mike Amdidas RBI single, two runs in. Jacob Buschberger at the plate. He's the leading RBI getter for Peoria. Does an RBI in this series, 21 overall on the season. The right-hander in Hart, the kick in the first pitch. Breaking ball outside low, count 1-0. Hart, once again set. Look up and down. The 1-0. Fastball. Anthony's called strike onto Buschberger. 1-1. Butch Berger trying to avoid the Golden Sombrero tonight. He's got three strikeouts all swinging. Two against Williams and one against Damon Cassetta Stutt. The 1-1. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike. Nice pitch from Hart. Time is called. Rushberger now set, as is Hart. Run first is Lott. Peoria down 3-0 here, bottom of the ninth. Hart to kick, the 1-2. Lott takes off. Ball is swung on and fouled back right to the right side of us underneath the press box. Hart once again comes set at the belt. The delivery on 1-2, and this one fouled back once more by Bushberger. He's going to work in this at bat. Peoria's not going to go down without a fight. It's a different hole than the one run that they tried to score in the ninth yesterday. They need three here this evening. Hart's arm dangles with the ball to his right side. Now comes set. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Misses off the plate. Outside and low. Count 2-2. Hart once again. Rearing to go. He fires the 2-2. This one lined into right center field off the mound of Bushberger and into the right center field gap. It bounces off the wall. Noel will pick it up on the warning track. Rounding third and coming home is Lott. The throw to the plate, not in time. A head first slide from Lott beats the throw from Raynell Delgado from the outfield grass. All the way to third is Jacob Bushberger, and it's a run for Peoria here in the bottom of the ninth. And the tying run comes up to the plate. Beginning. Interesting here in the final inning. So with the runner 90 feet away, Caleb Longshore will now call time and go out to talk with his pitcher in Zach Hart. Meeting here, runner on third, Bushberger. What they will call a triple, by the way. Lott scored all the way from first. A good job hustling for Lott. Started off this inning with a single up the middle. And then a triple from Jacob Bushberger, really the main run producer for Peoria, comes through again. During a huge opportunity, and now Aaron Antonini, who's made solid contact three times tonight. A fly out to center in the second, the single that came right back at Williams and exited the game after it hit his glove hand on the forearm. And then the fly out to center in the seventh. Antonini does have a home run in this series. In fact, he's the home run leader for Peoria with five. Peoria is last in the Midwest League in long balls this season with 20. But 1/4 of that is off the bat of Antonini. Hart, the right-hander to the left-hander in Antonini. The first pitch, called strike on the outside corner, 92-mile-an-hour heater from the arm of Hart. Hart once again, the deep breath, the 0-1. Breaking ball, Antonini puts this on the ground right side, fielding it Delgado on a basic hop. He flips it over to first. Bushberger does score. So now the game is 3-2 on the ground out to second from Antonini. So now it is a one-run margin once again for Peoria. It shows how important those runs that Lake County got in the ninth were off the bat of Amditas, the two-run single. It's Peoria posts two in this bottom of the ninth. The first pitch from Hart onto Thomas Francisco, a fastball outside high, count 1-0. Peoria wants to start off their weekend strong and get a win and snap this home losing streak. Hart with a breaking ball, called strike at the knees, evens the count, a ball and a strike. Hart once again ready. The 1-1. Breaking ball low and inside. The count, two balls and a strike. On to Francisco. Hart's 2-1. This one, a hard hit ball right side once more. Basically the same play as Delgado, the second baseman, fields. And the throw on to first in time. The Peoria Chiefs are down to their final out. Make sure, by the way, to stay tuned. Following the final out of this ball game for the Lake County Captains post-game show here on WGCU. We'll recap all the action as well as preview the final two games of this series, both real day weekend. First pitch from Hart, breaking ball, that misses low and away, 1-0. Hart ready to fire once more. He does, the 1-0, 3/4 swing, and an ugly swing from Hernandez. It was high, and it almost was using the bat as a weapon in terms of protecting yourself rather than trying to do damage. The 1-1 from Hart now. Off speed, check swing from Hernandez. Does go around, says field umpire in. Joseph McCarthy, so the count. 1-1, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Chiefs down to their final out. The 1-2 from Hart. Cut on and missed by Hernandez. Peoria's effort, too little, too late. They get two in the ninth, but so did Lake County in the one-run score in the second stands as they win 3-2 for back-to-back nights. Lake County has now won 4 games in a row, extending what was their season-high streak. Peoria has lost their last 6 games in a row, and Lake County, regardless of what happens on Saturday and Sunday, have won their 3rd series of the season, all 3 on the road. Final totals tonight, it's 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Captains. 2 runs on 7 hits and 3 errors for the Peoria Chiefs. We'll take a break. Well, coming up next will be the Lake County Captains post-game show. Recap all the action of tonight's Lake County 3-2 win over Peoria. It's coming your way. Stay with us here on your home for Captains Baseball, WJCU.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captains home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captains home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park. Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day.
by Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank. Committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up. For listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. It's time to take a look back at today's game with the Captains Wrap-Up Show. Now here's John Vicari.
Lake County Captains post-game show here on WGCU. Captains with a 3-2 victory for the second straight night by that score, and they've now won four in a row. Overall record of 22-20. Peoria dropped to 17-26. First time the Captains are two games over 500 since April the 14th when they were 4-2, taking on Dayton. We'll recap the action tonight. First inning saw 1-2-3 innings from both starters in Dionis Rodriguez and Gavin Williams. Top of the second is when Lake County scored their first run. It started off with a Petey Halpin single, and then Raynell Delgado got on with the sacrifice bunt, which was an error on the pitcher in Rodriguez. But runners on the corners with one out, Gabriel Rodriguez would line out to short, and then the shortstop in Mac Chambers fired over to first to try and double up Delgado. The problem was he hit Delgado with the ball. The ball then squirmed away towards the dugout, and Halpin easily scored from third. Rodriguez, a shrug of the shoulders. Dionis, his pitch to Gabriel Rodriguez, lined right to the shortstop at Chambers. Chambers' throw, though, hits Raynell Delgado, returning to the bag. And now rolls to the dugout, scoring is Petey Halpin. And the luck for the Peoria defense has just not been there in this inning, as the Captains get their first run on a line out to short, and Chambers is at second base. Yeah, some luck for the Captains early, a 1-0 lead. Luck ran out in that inning, though, after Raynell Delgado tried to surprise Rodriguez. And he tried to sprint over to third, and Rodriguez caught him. The shortstop from Rodriguez, Halpin was tagging and then went. So was Delgado, as now Rodriguez throws over to third. Delgado tried to keep or catch Rodriguez sleeping and could not. As a throw, the third baseman in Bushberger, who applies the tag on Delgado, ends the inning.
Yep, that would end things in the second.
We go to the third now. Gavin Williams getting the start. He'd have four strikeouts through the first two. Here's strikeout number five. On the eighth batter facing the lineup, he had five Ks through the first time through the order, did Williams. As Williams set the nod to Amditas, the windup kick, the payoff pitch. Fastball cut on and missed by Medlinger. Strikeout number 5 for Gavin Williams. He has just been excellent tonight.
There was some construction or something going on in the background there. Just heard that for the first time. Anyway, Williams with the strikeout and was just moseying on along through the first three innings.
He'd go into the fourth, he'd allow a base hit to lead things off, only his second hit allowed, then back-to-back strikeouts. But then, disaster struck for Williams, a line drive that hit him right back on the forearm of his glove hand, and it exited him out of the game. And off of Williams, fielding it is Cairo, and he could not make the throw over to first. And we'll see what's up with Williams now as he's walking towards the dugout. It deflected off him, and now he takes off the cap. Do not want to see this. If you're a Captains, Guardians fan, whoever, Williams now walking towards the dugout, and he'll walk off. He throws his glove, and he actually throws it up and over the dugout and into a fan, and nice of that fan to throw it back in, and Williams also throws his hat away as well. Seems to be in discomfort. It looked like it hit on the arm, and Williams will be going under into the tunnel. Yeah, and Gavin Williams would not return. Matt Beauregard working on Williams. Hope to get an update after the game and hope all things are good with Gavin. We go to the, we're staying in the bottom of the fourth. Alaska Avenue come on, and after a long warm-up for him, obviously, that was unexpected in terms of a long delay, I should say, not really a long warm-up, but came on and dominated in his 1-1/3 out and getting a strikeout to end the fourth. Abney deals. Breaking ball called, strike 3 on the outside corner. Abney comes on in a tough spot with two runners on, but gets the strikeout, catching Francisco looking. Yeah, Abney, again, as mentioned, 1-1/3 scoreless. We'll jump to the bottom of the sixth. Peoria was trying to get on the board here. Dionis Rodriguez sent him up well, third, fourth, and fifth, keeping the Captains off the board. In the sixth, Peoria would get two runners on to lead things off. Mike Antico with a single, and Mac Chambers with a walk. But then Todd Lott rounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Cairo onto Delgado, onto Naranjo. Cassettis Thumbs looks back at second. Antico with the lead there. The 1-1. This one hit on the ground left side. Moving to his right's Cairo. He fields a throw to second for one. On the first, a 6-4-3 double play converted by the Captains. Much needed and a great defensive, really just a smooth operator in Cairo onto Delgado, onto Naranjo. Antico does sneak to third, but now there's two away. Yep, two away, and then that inning would end with a strikeout for Damon Cassetta Stubbs. So we get three over his outing through the seventh and eighth inning. We'll jump to the ninth because this is when Peoria finally had a comeback in them. Or I should say, we'll jump to the top of the ninth, actually, because we got to talk about those two runs that Lake County scored in the top of the ninth. It started out with a single for Raynell Delgado, a walk for Gabriel Rodriguez, and Aaron Bracho put down the bunt necessary on an 0-1 count to put runners in the scoring position with one away. Mike Amditas would then single to left to bring two runs home and make the Captains leaders by three. Delgado with the lead on third. Rodriguez the lead on second. The 1-2 again. Amditas, infield grounder. That gets through for a base hit. Chambers moved to his right but could not field. The left fielder Jew comes up with it. The throw to the plate caught by Antonini, but he can't bring it across his body to tag out Rodriguez. It's a two-run single for Mike Rowe, and it's now a 3-0 Captains lead. A cushion they needed, they provide.
Yeah, nice job by the Captains and a cushion they did need because then the bottom of the ninth, Peoria finally decided, hey, let's score some runs.
Todd Lott singled to begin the inning, and then Jacob Buschberger hit an RBI triple to right center field to score Lott all the way from first and get the Chiefs on the board. He fires the 2-2. This one lined into right center field off the bat of Buschberger and into the right center field gap. It bounces off the wall. Noel will pick it up on the warning track. Rounding third and coming home is Lott. The throw to the plate, not in time. A head first slide from Lott beats the throw from Raynell Delgado from the outfield grass. All the way to third is Jacob Buschberger, and it's a run for Peoria here in the bottom of the ninth. And the tying run comes up to the plate in Aaron Antonini, and things getting interesting here in the final inning. At third was Buschberger. Antonini would come up, and he'd ground out to second to bring across the second run. The 0-1, breaking ball. Antonini puts this on the ground right side, fielding it Delgado. on a basic hop. He flips it over to first. Bushberger does score. So now the game is 3-2 on the ground out to second from Antonini. Zach Hart, though, would adjust appropriately in getting that first out. He'd get a ground out to second, and then the strikeout is one and only, but the final out of tonight's ballgame. The 1-2 from Hart. Cut on and missed by Hernandez. Peoria's effort, too little, too late. They get two in the ninth, but so did Lake County in the one-run score in the second stands as they win 3-2 for back-to-back nights. Lake County has now won four games in a row, extending what was their season-high streak. Peoria has lost their last six games in a row, and Lake County, regardless of what happens on Saturday and Sunday, have won their third series of the season, all three. Yeah, but that does things. Three runs on what was five hits, no errors for Lake County. Two runs on seven hits, three errors for Peoria. And then trying to get the winners here for you. Don't know why it didn't just pop up, but Lake County tonight with the W against Peoria. Again, by the score of 3-2, and just gave you the final totals. Lake County will play tomorrow and again on Sunday against the Peoria Chiefs to finish out this 12-game road trip. And they've won eight of the now 10 games they've played. David Cassetta Stubbs is your winning pitcher tonight. 1-0 record for him. Rodriguez, unfortunately, gets the loss. And I say unfortunately because he was great, but allowed the one run and wasn't even earned, I don't believe. Yeah, it wasn't, but he takes the loss. And then Hart with his first save as a captain this season. We'll be back tomorrow. Coverage starting at 7:15. Game at 7:35 Eastern Time. Game 5 of this series. Doug Nicasey on the hill for Lake County for the captains. And then the right-hander for the Peoria Chiefs will be Austin Love. So Love versus Nicasey on a Saturday Memorial Day weekend. Want to give a special shout-out to Logan Petoskey working the board, as well as cutting up the highlights, doing everything and everything pretty much behind the scenes, everything and everything for Logan tonight, and good job stumping me on the trivia question as well. I'm John Vicari. Thank you so much for tuning in. Final score once more, the Lake County Captains 3 and the Peoria Chiefs 2. Have a great night, everybody.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Graduate education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. The captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615.
First pitch, swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan, featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kid zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family Fun Sunday presented by Mentor Nissan.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Thank you for listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.